Day 629 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today we're doing Aruch Chaim, Siman Shin Samech Vav, Sif Yud Av to Yud Zayin. This is actually a replacement shir because an astute listener noticed that the one which was originally on YouTube was actually mislabeled. It was a shir on Sefer Chofetz Chaim, evidently, which I labeled by mistake as a Aruch HaShulchan Shir. So, Yishkoyach from Shmuel Rosen for noticing that and pointing it out. So, this today we are doing the Chaserevin. It's been a while. Actually, I'm recording this. We're about to finish the first cycle of the Aruch HaShulchan Yomi, so we're somewhere in the middle of Chesh Mishpat at this point. But, Yudav, Yis the Gemara. It says the Gemara, HaChalik is the Eruv Eino Eruv. This Gemara that I'm testing in Erevin, if you divide up your Eruv, it's not about Eruv. Ach, but the Maya Lamana. But if you filled up the vessel, Vayater, and there's room, and there's stuff left over, which overflows. Ain't paid in Mishnei Kalim, then we're not concerned it's in two Kalim. The inside legend is more because Kavana Micha Mishnei Kalim Shil is Kpeda. This issue seems to be when you leave it deliberately in two Kalim for some Kpeda, some concern that you have, which would therefore be difficult because the unity of the Erev is being undermined. I'm a shlomo kabbalah minyan shekhem, but by inadvertently put into kelim, or that this way they're going to be more properly stored. Does anything similar mutter? It's permissible. Mr. Brewer writes that if you put it in a small vessel, and you knew initially that you're not that small vessel would not be able to hold the entirety of the Erev, and you had another vessel which was larger, and hold that it's like dividing the Erevin too, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. And actually, he says here in the Pesach Mishnah Berurah, Yishlodim Yinir Mizeh Shechlodim Aruch HaShulchan, that one can deliberate whether this argues the Aruch HaShulchan or not. Be that as it may, continues Aruch HaShulchan. Zeh Shem Shayin Demal Yimonei Vayatcha Milta Pesikah Nokat. This is that which is, so he said, the Gemara gave a case where you filled up one vessel and you left over. That's generally the way it happens. It could happen. Anytime it was inadvertent, it wouldn't be an issue. This all seems indication of the Rambam. If you divide the Erev, it's not about Erev. The Mashal Chalko B'Kavana. If you deliberately divide it up, it's a problem. Right? You divide up and put in two kelim, ain't no erev, it's not an erev, and can you smile at echot? Once you fill up one, was mutzer, then it's okay that you put the rest in the second. We should have kelim by sechot, it's not a kelim on one house. I can't show you. The mash of the chiyuv, lutein mechil, call everybody kliyachot. It sounds like it's an obligation to put all the erev on one kelim. Kokon near the gam kavanosim, it seems also that their intent is that kachiyuv, lutein mechil, echot, that the chiyuv is to put it in one vessel below lakpid, and not to be concerned. Lachlok davar shenkem, and not deliberately put it into kelim. Avashlok, but if you do kelim inadvertently, shabbat time, that's okay. V'chein nira, this seems to be the case, though at time, v'shumak bada, the reason is because of akbada, because of being specifically makbid on this. Kiramir and Shomak says, say, I'm makbid al eiru, but I know I have somebody who is makbid. He's determined to be specifically this way. It's not about Erev. Erev Shmo, its name is Erev. Shukulam Muravim Rutsi, but she mixed together and agreeable that way about that. Shalem Chayecha Becheir, once you're not protesting against friend, El Shutfus Noicha Bareva, it should be an easygoing and pleasant partnership. So Rashi. Kem Shinu Mishnei Kelim Bakbada, since you've been put in two Kelim and you are determined specifically to put it that way, any Erev Hamrutsi is not the acceptable Erev. By Noah, but Hamrutsi by Noach, not Erev, which is acceptable and easygoing. I will look paid a machalot if you're not, it's not a deliberate determination, but what do we care? You base on peace and healers, so according to this, it seems to me, the Shechem are doing Kolecha Bechenim Hinatso, you have neighbors who live each one in his own room, all the bodies of Hinatso, and each one in his own house, but based on Vashlos, but only the kitchen, Shechem Kuchnia, Hachazukum is in common between them. The answer is the since all their Shabbos food is in one room and in one oven, Habakilukulam Dorim boats, as if everybody is living there. The Maka Pita Garden, the place where the bread is always what determines the. It's the Maka Pita Makam Lina, but generally speaking, the understanding is the Maka Pita Garden, the place where the bread is. Even they don't eat there, they could eat there. They could eat there. Actual true classic Arab, are they all eating it? The Elamish in the Royal Hall is suitable to eat. It's the same thing. Yesh la'ar b'zeh, but we can complain about this, or be dubious about this. Itam she'im kliyachu, because it's not one vessel. But basically, we said the dafka chulikus erev b'kmeida, specifically somebody who's determined to divide his erev, and erev is not about erev. Avashalob b'kmeida, if it's not determined, it's not determination. Have erev, it's about erev. But kanami here too, la b'kmeida hu. He's not determined that it be that way. Hel sh'oisin k'darkan, they just do the normal thing. For the send out damil ma'ilmanu, this is also similar to a case where you filled up one vessel by yater and left over the mutar mishteken, which mutar to have the rest in the same keli. Furthermore, there's a rak ba'eru ba'alma. This is talking about the red normal eruv. Have a comment here. Shkoli karach lasin shakulam nase b'shabbos chol rak b'chedazeh. Here, all the eating of everybody is done both on Shabbos and weekdays, primarily in this room. Answer cloud tonight. Zed the kliachos. You don't need at all this condition of one vessel. Came as a dira mamish. This is literally, so to speak, dwelling there. Literally, so to speak. Okay, you got the point. In brackets, he says, there is evidence for what we're saying from places on base. The masumayim shakaslo the right shakem shkulam shtamshim chulei, since they're all used by fio bisho baking and cooking. Chashibi kiyu ochli mishayim makom echus, as if they're all eating and sleeping in the same place. Akam shonu brisi. I saw b'chay adam klayin gimel siv yirav shakasa came the katate, since there are two aspects of mishtamshim base ba'bais. Since they're using the house of Barabbas, Gam Habayis Rak Mushalahem, and also the house is only designated for them. Akal Lashono, loaned out them. So Shnei Tami, there's two reasons. Come with the Shon, the Shela have a hetter in the Atzma. Loaning out is the hetter unto itself. Ayin Shom Beduk, Vod Raya Masif Chavdimel Ayin Chavdal Ayin Shom. Okay, be as it may. Yud Gimel. So Shleach Pikol Echad Mehem Al Irvo Imachan Chaver. Must has to be that each one is not meticulous if his friend eats his portion of Eruv. The makidi be is meticulous, ain't no Eruv, it's not about Eruv. Okay, so these are there, we have to be careful, show our Eruv, never should take him to a Shabbos, not to make an Eruv, which you fix for your specific Shabbos needs. This is when you're ma'ari from your stuff for the entire, all the members of Chotzer, mizakar and acher, and you still ownership upon them through a third party. Let's say Eruv double Chotzer, do not make Eruv something significant, shikul to a Shabbos that you made for your Shabbos. Because when the people of the courtyard come to ask of you from for it, your chus militain, you'll be impeded from giving to them. Forgiving them, benim to air butter, they will cancel the air. Okay, nearly make an air on the large breads which are being used for the Sur Shabbos. That's your specific Yisur Shabbos. Let him cut the mehem. But on smaller loaves, Shein Chosh Kolach, but it's not so significant. Of course, they normally use matzah. Rag says, Din Zem Bevor Begmor Samaches, Ba Bai Shamar, Yakin Lupito, Chulei, Lo Efshal, Litzvah, Ni Alay, Ni Alay. Bai said, I couldn't give them my bread, so therefore I can't put this in Eruv. Chem Tzaisis, Shom, Batur, Shonah, Sif, Hey, Shkatsu, Zeh, Eruv, Shekol, Echon, Noisein, they put this the Torah world is by an Eruv where each person gives. It's not so related to that. I'm not sure exactly why. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Shulchan Aruch that this is also by an Eruv where somebody is makes one Eruv for everybody. He has to be agreeable that if people from the Chabura of the Eruv come to eat, he should not be meticulous that they should not eat. This has been confirmed in the Aruch HaShulchan. You got M Arvin El Pas, you can only use bread. For a Arab, I feel Pashal or Shadosh, even if it's rice bread or lentil bread. I have a low pass, but not with millet bread. Shaina mean pass cloud, millet is not considered to be a true human food. Chopashim with Rachel, any bread which is permitted to eat. Habish also Zem Ari, even though it's also this person makes the Arab, Mutal Ari Bo. You use it for Arab. Pichal Marvin Yisrael with Truma. So you make an Arab for Yisrael with Truma. With Sheetuf with Nazir, behind. You can make a Sheetuf where you don't use bread. Sheetuf both use, can use other substances with wine, even for a Nazir. Chaynar de Melchizedek, so that somebody took a vow not to eat from this food, or he took an oath not to eat from it. Marba was talking about the use of Arab and Sheetuf. Shal Pishen Roy Lazer, even though it's not suitable for him, Roy Lach, it's suitable for somebody else. Lo meeting chazli dafka, don't need something which is specifically suitable for him. Bechil v'zecha chamerlin about this. The game that kapayim shalohu, since regard final analysis belongs to him. Kigon shiyosh esatrum me'avim milkoin, since he inherited the truma from his grandfather, and his mother's side was going, even though he's not. Oshe shalom going by Juma, he paid the Oshim going by Juma, he paid the coin for the Juma. Oshe coin Ziko, so Mishlo, the coin bestowed his own Juma upon him, even though it's Yisrael. Having it with having Kamatona, it is like a gift, the Shalom, that it's like his. Let's go home, Shu, but that's why the did not require him civilly to be the one who's able to eat it. I should have the same Shin Pavov, see if you'd base. Tesla of Abu Dover, also the Kobe, which is universally prohibited, called Tevel, such as untithed produce. I feel Tevel Rabbani, it's rabbinic Tevel, or Meister Rishon Shloim not Shum Musa Kog, and or Meister Rishon, which is Chumas Meister, has not been properly taken. Or Meister Shane, Vekdish Shloim, if Kaloch, Meister Hekdish, has not been properly redeemed, and by Rishon, then we can use in favor of Shituf. You can use the Mai, the Shlani, because it's suitable for poor people. You can give poor people the Mai. That's the halacha. But still, not the Mishamai. My Meister Rishon, you know, Chumas, so we have Meister Rishon, which Chumas Meister, take it off. Meister Shane, Shehekdish, Niftu. And Meister Shane, Hekdish, which has been redeemed. Habishon, the son of Chumash, even though you haven't yet given the additional fifth. Shane, Chumash, Maki, because the additional fifth is not a benefit. Ushlai, Marvin, Meister Shane, Ushlai can make an air Meister Shane. Habishon, even though it's not redeemed. Shai, Rosh, Machil, because there you can eat it. Vlogful, not out to Ushlai, Melikan Padu, unless you redeemed it. My association with Meister Shane, Yotza, Meister Shane, which ended Ushlai and left. Lomahai, the Pidion, you can no longer redeem it. Yesh is topic. We can raise the question. Came the Eber Chazeres and Bar Milapas. Since Eber Chazeres, you can only use bread. I mean, a Davka Pasha Morchel and Moti need silly bread in which you make a Moti. Feel Pasha Morchel and Mazonos, even bread in which you make a Mazonos. So let's see, Vidarchim Moshe, Mashem Rabbeinu Rucham, I saw that Rabbeinu Moshe said, Rabbeinu Rucham, finally feel Lachmaniot. You can even use Lachmaniot. Today, Lachmaniot is bread rolls in Jamaica Moti, but evidently back then it wasn't. Zero Pasha Barbekistin. Then it was a Pasha Barbekistin. Shem Birachal, so Barbeinu Mazonos, I guess it was a sweet roll. Everybody gives a bread for the Erev, lo yitein prusa. You shouldn't give a slice. I feel good, even if it's very large. And shleim adafka, it has to be whole. I feel like even small. Time shum eber, it's an account of animosity. Shum anino, same shleim, but this one guy would say, I gave a whole loaf. I told prusa, you give a slice. I feel kumro, yitein prusa, even they don't want to give slices. Also, it's permitted. Shemi out for the kukula, because maybe it's going to go back to a negative situation. Meaning, the Shabbos Abba, meaning the next Shabbos, it's a Zelitain Shem, where this one's going to want to give a whole bread. So, who's this one is going to have a sliced bread? It's going to the same thing, they'll argue with each other. I retain Shir Shu Ashlemos Kulam Shavos, but to give a specific Shir that all the Shlemos should be of the same size, that's not possible, except by Matzah. We're not so concerned with that. And we should give whatever is necessary. It's going to explain how much you need in total. Never more than 18 grogros. However, even though it has to be shalom specifically, if it was holy, it took chal off it, it's not a problem. Such a situation, it's not relevant to talk about animosity. So even if it's missing, the amount of chal which a baker would remove, which is 148, I'm not concerned. So we're going to think, hey, it's missing 148, you took up chal. And therefore, even if it really wasn't, tevel for chal. Such as what you needed to begin with, K-N-E-A-D-E-D, less than the Shir of Chala, the Kokon lays upon them, that's not a problem. The Prusav, if it was sliced, the Chibesh, the Prusav, the Kisav, and he stuck a toothpick into two slices to make them whole. She was taking some of the Kisav, the Chibesh, put the two parts of the toothpick into two halves, and you connected them. He made Nikosh and Prusav, so if you can't tell that they were cut, near Shlema, and it looks like it's whole, Mutzah is permissible. The Tula Yellow Lavela, there no longer be a concern of animosity. Because it looks whole. Of course, with Tuba Shogunar, the cause of Huksha Zen, nice and Arab, Zen, nice and Arab. Tuba Shogunar, right, this is silly. When this guy goes in Arab, the other guy's Arab, they participate by each one giving a portion. I'm Arab, I'm Yishlai, they Zika, but if you bring Arab from your own by bestowing ownership on everybody else in the yard, you'll have a few people who can even use a slice. I ain't so let's try Eva here, because Eva's not relevant. No, I'm not relevant. Can't you say Eva's not nice anymore? Because nobody else is giving. He's giving for everybody. They explain that which he says you don't make an erev only with a whole bread. That all the entire erev should be one large loaf. That's why people are accustomed to gather each every house a little bit of flour. They make one whole challah. They make an erev with it. So it's a widespread custom in all these countries. That's the proper shear. That's what we explain. Even there's, you didn't make from all the flour with this challah, but you left some over. It's no worse than when one person bestows ownership on all of them. They initially gave their flour to produce a loaf, even there's leftover. Nowadays, you make a large matzah. Okama matzah, some matzah, you come a chatzibor from the flour of the community, or the shalach of an individual. Shamash oisim shalach mishalach shamash, he does it from his own. Mizakal chalach yirai deyachi, he bestows ownership on the entire city through a third party. The kemach shayachi, the flour belongs to the individual. Zocha shamash chalach yir, the shamash acquires it on behalf of all members of this city. Long piskei Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah brings down that there are those who say that even in doing it from the flower of the community, if he was not mezakeh to everyone explicitly, that's not about Erev. It's appropriate to be concerned with that approach. That is the Yesh Mishomer. If you forgot to make the mezakeh on Erev Yontif, you should be mezakeh on Yontif Rishon out tonight. And say, it's chutzos, obviously. If there's a weekday, I'm mezakeh the entire city today. If it's actually Yontif, what I say is meaningless. And you should say also the next day. And if there are weekdays after Yom Tov for Shabbos, wait to bestow ownership until after Yom Tov. If you forgot until Friday night to bestow ownership, you can rely on the Pesukim that you're allowed to carry even without being mezakeh, since it was initially gathered for on everybody's behalf. The Rambam seems from the Rambam. Okay, so the Gemara Chazon goes on. Matam shosi matzah mitzvah make a matzah miskemes habei lasts a long time. The brackets are being down, but Mishnah Berurah just said, I'm a Gavram, Sivkon Yigim, Shetov, Liz, Kos. It's better to be used to ownership in everybody, even if you collect it. I guess even if you collect it from everybody. Anyway, I'd say I'm at the table, Katana, Skuyam, Kolosh, and Skugis, by us, in the Vardik. It stood in a small glass case. Small closed glass case, it turns out basically that you hung it in shul, shakon herself, and everybody should see it. You have shgichu and pay attention so that base should not go moldy. Should have been amazing, should not have ants. Mir Kane, that did happen. Ovi matzah cheres, you make another matzah, shamash mashgir, and shamash pays attention. Obviously, the matzah comes in sealed packages, so it's not so easy to tell that. Okay, that's it for today.